Blog Talk Radio.
Angel of melody. Where we're coming in unity.
Angels, angels, angels.
Angel of melody. Where we're coming in unity.
You have just tuned in to the Angels of Melody Outreach Ministries, where we're coming together in unity. Stay tuned and be blessed as Evangelist Tanya Johnson brings you a word from the Lord right here on 1440 WDRJ.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We want to say good morning. It's good morning here in America. Some of the countries I do know is nighttime. Some is evening. Some is afternoon. But we just want to say God bless you all this morning. Today, rather. I'll put it that way. We want to just say God bless to all of you that are listening in right now from all over the world. For those of you that are tuning in all of Africa, we want to say God bless to those that's in Italy, in Ireland, in Jamaica, Trinidad, Tobago, Hong Kong. We want to say God bless you all on today. We just thank God for you this morning that's listening in here in America, in the cities and the states here in America. We want to say God bless you as well. Those that's in Afghanistan and Pakistan and India and the Philippines, we want to say God bless you. Those in Ethiopia, we want to say God bless you. Those that's in Malaysia this morning, we want to say God bless to all of Malaysia this morning. We want to say God bless you to all of our gospel recording artists that may be listening in. Those ministers everywhere around the world, all of our family from everywhere, we want to just say God bless you all today. I know a lot of people probably tuning in now is saying, well, you know, wow, we have not heard her in the daytime. You know, I'm normally on in the nighttime during the weekday, and I'm on in the mornings on Saturdays. But I'm kind of switching it up a little bit. You know, I'm just going as I'm led. But I felt led that a couple of days out the week to come on in the morning time so that a lot of the people can hear too, even in the daytime, because there's a lot of people that can't listen in at night because they have to get up early for work, or they're working at night and can't listen in, you know, and then you have some, a lot of people that are off of work, you know, in the morning time, some people not working. So I just felt led to come on like a couple of days out of the week early in the morning. And that way you all could, you know, you would be able to hear us live. So we just thank God for being heard live all over the world. And so I just thank God for what he is doing and how he's just continuing to move by his spirit. And it's just awesome. We just thank God. And so we just praise the name of God. And we just want to say once again, just God bless, like I said, to all of you. And we just thank God for what he's doing. So right now I want to make an announcement that we will not be on Thursday. We will not be on Thursday night, and we will not be on Friday. If we are on, links will be posted. But as of now, we will not be on Thursday or Friday. I don't know about Saturday yet. But I know Thursday and Friday we will not be on. I probably will be on tomorrow, Thursday morning, around this time. But we're talking about nighttime. We might be broadcasting live from Kingdom Culture Church. They're having their men's conference, and Bishop Noel Jones, a lot of you know Bishop Noel Jones, he's going to be preaching. And we may be getting it on radio. And so we just thank God for that. And so links will be posted. You will know. And so we just thank the Lord. You will know for sure or not if we will be on live or not. So just keep it locked. You know, be looking out for the posts because you know me. I can say I'm not coming on, and then God will say something like, you know, go on at the spur of a moment. So we don't know, but I'm just saying as far as I know, we will not be on Thursday and Friday night. I will be on during the day around this time, like I said. Around this time, I will be on. So we just thank God for his many, many blessings. We thank him for this platform. For radio, we thank the Lord for it because it's his platform that he has given us all so that we will be heard all over the world. So right now, as I said again, we just thank you all for what you are doing. A lot of you keep being encouraged. We thank the Lord for you. On today, I share a message on Facebook in the wee hours of the morning, I want to say, God had gave me, you know, a word of encouragement he had given me to give to the people, and I did share it. I shared the word of the Lord that he has given me. He let me know that he was saying to us that right now, you know, that now that we spoke it, you know, that we spoke it and what we need and want him to do for us, he heard it. And now he's showing himself up in that situation right now. And we all need to praise God for showing up because we have to be strengthened. Fear not, because what we need is already done. What a word in the wee hours of the morning. What a word. That's a strong, powerful word, I'm telling you, to let us know that, you know, to let us know that he is saying to us that we spoke it, what we need and want him to do for us, he heard it. And now, he is showing himself up in that situation. That's powerful. And that we must praise him for showing up. That we have to constantly be strengthened. That we fear not. Because what we need is already done. It doesn't matter what it looks like. What we need is already done. Whatever you pray to God about, whatever you have cried out to him in the midnight hour, early in the morning, knowing that it is done. It is done in the name of Jesus. So again, before we go into the program, I want to say to somebody that God is saying to you that you spoke it, what you need and want him to do for you. He heard it, and now he is showing himself up in that situation right now. Praise him for showing up. Be strengthened. Fear not. What you need is already done. My God, what a word, what a word. In the wee hours of the morning, he gave me that, and I posted it up on the Facebook. And now I'm speaking it over the airwaves because everybody don't have Facebook. Somebody might not went on Facebook this morning to see it, but maybe you listen in and you can hear it. But we just know that God is full of miracles. We thank him for miracles on top of miracles happening even now. At this very moment, he's doing something. And what many think can't be done is happening right now. He is the God of miracles. He is a God of the impossible. He will do it for you. Just believe it. You will see great results. And so just let the Lord know that you believe. And if you ain't believing, you better ask God to help your unbelief or something, because we need to be believing. This is not a time. And I'm not just speaking this to you, but I'm speaking this to myself, because I am going through something right now. And it's taking God. It's got to take God to help me for real. Can't nobody else help me but him. And so we just thank God. Can't nobody else give me strength but him. Can't nobody bring me happiness. It could be temporary, but only he can do it. And I just thank him on today. I thank him on today. I want to give a shout out to Pastor Emmanuel Daniels there in Malaysia this morning. Well, it's morning here, but it's nighttime there. But I want to say God bless the Pastor Emmanuel Daniels, and I'm looking for him to come on radio soon and bring us the word of God again. He was on with us before, and I mean, he's a man of fire. And I thank God for him. I thank God for having a brother like him. I just thank God, you know, for him, you know, today. But I'm just so honored to know him. And we just want to give all of our family there in Malaysia a hello on this morning. And we just thank God for you all that are listening in right now. And so we just, it's just so awesome. So right now we're going to get this thing started. Like I said, I felt led to come on a couple of days during the week. Those of you that are tuning in through Twitter, we want to say God bless you on this morning. Wherever you may be tuning in, we want to say God bless today. And so I just thank God, y'all, because he is a miracle worker. And someone asked me earlier, well, what was the miracle? I said, oh, God said that the miracle was happening. And so we just thank the Lord right now. So right now, we're going to do a song by Dietrich Hatton, When We All Get Together.
No division or competition, oh yeah. And I saw the time, there was no envy, there was no strife, whoa, whoa, whoa. No denomination, no walls to keep us from one another. Love in our hearts, we were all sisters, we're all brothers, 'cause when we all get together, what a day it's gonna be, when we all see Jesus. We're gonna sing.
For that song that was by Dietrich Hatton. And so we just give God all the glory. We thank God for our brother Donnie Jari there in Nigeria. Also to our brother Charles there in Ghana. And once again to our brother Pastor Emmanuel Daniels there in Malaysia. I believe he's going to call in and just say something to you there in Malaysia. And so we just thank God, and it's just, and it's just something. We just thank God. And also we want to give a shout out to our brother, I think it's Natali, I think, Vackelson B there in Nigeria. I know he's probably laughing because I probably just messed his name all up. But he know what I'm saying. And so we just thank God for him on today. Also to Master Don there in Italy, we want to say God bless. I just thank God for what he's doing. I really do. I thank God. I'm so encouraged on today. Like I said, we all going through something, but we got to know that God is with us. We got to know that he is with us. He really is. Sometimes it feels like he's not. I'm telling you, sometimes it feels like when I say certain things, I be asking, Lord, do you really hear me? You know, can you really hear? And but we just, you know, I don't know, but he does. And so we just thank God. We just thank God. We thank God for how he's steady, moving by his power, his spirit. We just thank him on the day. You know, I'm telling you, it's just, we just thank God. So right now, let's see where we're going to go here to the phone lines, maybe see what's going on over here. Well, right before we go to the phone line, you know, if anybody wants to call in and say something, you know, you are welcome to call in and say something. But right now, we're going to start this thing off. I'm going through my little thing here, but we just thank God for everything that he is doing right now. And so right now, you know, I want to yesterday, y'all heard I played Archbishop Nicholas Duncan. A lot of you have heard. And so right now, we're going to start this off a little bit. I'm trying to go forward here to see who we got that we're going to bring before you on today. But we serve a mighty God. How many know that we serve a mighty, 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 mighty God? We do. We serve a mighty, mighty God. And it's just awesome. Just awesome. And so right now we're going to go to the phone lines to our brother, Pastor Emmanuel Daniels there in Malaysia. He's originally from Nigeria. And so we just thank God for him. We want to say God bless one to Malaysia this morning, this nighttime there. So I'm going to click him on, and we're going to let him have words before we continue further into this program. God bless you, brother. How are you?
I'm fine, sis. How are you over there?
Good. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yes, it has. Well, I'm going to let you, man of God, introduce yourself again and just share some words of encouragement or prayer, however the Lord leads you. That will be good.
Oh, my. Okay, okay. When you told me I was going to be sharing the word, I began to search my heart and search my spirit, you know,
yeah,
to know as a Lord, what am I going to say? This is a little bit impromptu. I wanted to call to enjoy the program, but if I'm going to have to say something, well, what would you have me say? And I was touching my heart and touching my spirit. I remembered in the last week, the Lord has been dealing with me in a particular direction, and and that direction is in the area of mercy. You know, like on Sunday in church, I took a message I titled Mercy, because we all need the mercy of God. And especially in this end time, when things are going in a certain kind of way, when it seems like, oh, everything's going to be fine, all of a sudden, seems like things go again and again and again. And, well, somehow hold on to God, trusting him that things would look better, better tomorrow, and future. And if we're not careful in the midst of all that, we may find ourselves doing some things we should not do, find ourselves at the brink of compromise. And at such a situation, at some stages of life, we need the mercy of God to stay on course. And also,
yeah,
I also tried to establish that mercy is to withhold the penalty of a crime when it has been committed.
Yeah.
Mercy does not deny the fact that the criminal is guilty. Mercy knows he's guilty. But when mercy shows up, it waives the consequences of the crime. Also, sometimes mercy pretends not to see so that the offender may not be punished. Sometimes mercy overlooks so that the one who has been found guilty may not suffer for the consequences of his crime. In law, there's a legal term called clemency. It's also an English word. Clemency speaks of pardon. In the court of law, when a man pleads for clemency, and that is granted to him, what the judge has done or will do at such a time is to pardon the criminal of his crime, and not just stop or end at pardoning the crime, but also waiving aside the consequences. Clemency sees to it that the law will not catch up with him because he's pleaded for clemency, pardon. That's where the Bible says in Job chapter 11, verse 6, that he does not treat us like our sins deserve. And that's how we know. It states there that going by the penalties we've had to face for the things we have done, if you want to put it side by side by the crimes and offenses we have committed, if you are honest with yourself, you would know we have not always paid the full price. We've not always gone through the full consequences of the crimes that we have committed. And when we see these things happen, it's not because of how smart we are, but just mercy, nothing more than mercy. Another thing I'd also like to say is that mercy is not for an innocent man. Mercy is not for a man who is not guilty. Mercy is what God has reserved for the guilty. Mercy is the greatest gift you can give to a criminal. Now, take, for example, a man who has been sentenced to death. He's been sentenced to death on a wheelchair or on an electric chair or by injection, or a man who has been sentenced to life imprisonment. Now, of what use would a $1 million bank account be to such a man? Of what use will a gift of a Rolls Royce be to such a man? Of what use would a Bentley or a Porsche be to such a man? The only language a criminal understands is mercy. And so that is why every day as children of God, if we don't know what else to pray for, we need to just say, Lord, have mercy. And when we're calling on him for mercy, we are asking him for a pardon of anywhere we may have offended, and not just to pardon us, because there are so many things we do and we are forgiven for the crimes we have committed. But one thing is sure, even though we have been forgiven, we still pay the price. We still pay for the consequences. God has forgiven, but sometimes the consequences of our sins can also be an act of his mercy. But then there is a higher level of mercy that wipes out the offense and also wipes out the penalty, wipes out the consequences, and say, go, you are free. And that is the greatest gift of God to man, the privilege of mercy, the privilege of repentance. I mean, come on, the guys in the Old Testament didn't have what they have today. Yeah. It was like they sinned and they died. But then today we have a privilege to run to our Father, and then we ask for mercy, and mercy is given. And not only is mercy given, and in his sovereignty, he also sees to it that we don't have to pay the price. We don't have to suffer for the mistakes that we have made. An arm of clemency, I could call that divine clemency, is stretched out towards us. And so the sin is wiped out, the crime is wiped out, the offense is wiped out, and most importantly too, the penalty is wiped out. You know when David said in the book of Psalms, he said, the God of Jacob is my helper. Now, why did he say the God of Jacob is my helper? He could have said the God of Abraham is my helper. He could have said the God of Isaac. He could have said the God of Daniel. He could have said the God of Moses. He could have said the God of one of those other patriarchs in the Bible. But he didn't say. He said the God of Jacob is my helper. Why? Because the God of Jacob is the God who identifies with you even in the consequences of the sins you committed yourself. Where a lot of people go through things in life, and truly most of the things they go through are deserving. They are deserving of it. But then when you go through the things you go through in life because of the mistakes of yesterday, God does not abandon you in the consequences. God does not leave you there to suffer because it was your fault. No, if it was my biological father and I was going through something because of the mistakes I made that was clearly my fault, my father won't leave me there. Therefore, Jesus asks, if you, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your heavenly Father? As a little boy, yeah. I grew up thinking that God was a wicked God. I grew up thinking that, oh, God is waiting for me to make a mistake, and then he thinks wrong. When I do right, he thinks right. No, that's not God. God looks at us all through the eyes of potential. Now, what is your potential? Your potential is what you can be that you have not yet become. Your potential is what you can be if given the right opportunity. Your potential is what you have the chances of becoming if given, if placed in the right environment. And so God does not look at us and does not judge us based on where we are today, but God looks at us through the eyes of what we can be if given another chance. God looks at us through the eyes of mercy. He says, now I know he may be going through this, she may be in this mess, but that's not what I'm seeing. I'm seeing what she can be if I can deliver her out of this. That was the problem that Moses had. The problem with Moses, why Pharaoh gave a law in the land that every child born to the Hebrews should be killed. Mm. Of course, the devil was targeting to kill Moses. Now, why did the devil want to kill a baby Moses who had not committed any crime? You see, Satan was not worried about what Moses had done, because he was still a baby. He hadn't done anything. But the problem with Moses was not what he had done, but what he will do. And so the problem Moses had was the prophecy over his life. It wasn't what he had done, but what he would do. He was born to deliver the people of God out of the shackles of bondage and slavery. You know what I'm saying? So God looks at you and looks at I through the eyes of potential. He looks at us through the eyes of mercy. He looks at us through the blood of Jesus. So he does not come to judge and to kill you and destroy you because you made one mistake. A lot of people out there, God may have forgiven you. They committed adultery, they committed fornication, maybe they stole, maybe they were fraudsters, they committed one crime or the other, and they've gone to God for forgiveness, and guess what? God has forgiven them, but they have a hard time forgiving themselves.
Yeah.
And so there they are, laden with depression, because, oh, how could I have done this? Oh, how could I have done this? No, stop it. God has forgiven you. Put yourselves together and move on with your life, because the blood of Jesus is stronger and greater than any sin any man can commit on the face of this earth. The love of God is greater than the hatred of the devil.
Yeah.
So I want somebody out there to be encouraged, because God is still with you in spite of what you're going through. Yes, I know it was your fault. You made a bad investment. You didn't listen to anybody. You refused to take advice. And then you still went ahead to do what you did. Now you're paying the price. Now you're going through the consequences of the mistakes you made, and you don't even have the boldness to go to God in prayer, because it seems like your pastor warned you, a prophet came to warn you by way of prophecy, but you still went ahead to do what you wanted to do. And now it looks like, oh, whom can I talk to? Oh, my God, if I had listened, oh, my God, what did my pastor think? Come on, bro, put yourself together. God loves you more than the mistakes you've ever made. God loves you and is waiting for you to come back to him. He's a merciful God. He's a merciful God, and he's a merciful God. I just wanted to encourage somebody out there with me these words. I do hope the person whom this word is meant for is listening somewhere around the world. Put yourself together, bro. My dear sister, maybe you had an abortion, and then now you're happily married, but the marriage which is meant to be happily lived is now turning sour because you can't have a baby anymore because your womb has been destroyed. And now there you are, full of regrets because of the abortion of yesterday. Now you can't give birth anymore. You feel, oh my God, what have I done? Oh, shut up, sis. Jesus loves you. The sins of yesterday are past. The blood of Jesus has handled that. It's only a matter of time, my sister, wherever you are, you will conceive again in the name of Jesus. If indeed that heaven, if heaven has heard your plea and heard your voice, if indeed God is a God of mercy, and I know he is, you will conceive again in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter how bad the consequences are. God has not left you alone in the hands of the devil to be mocked. God has not left you there alone. His mercy is greater, far greater than any mistake you have made. The Bible says that mercy rejoices over judgment. The mercy of God is greater than whatever judgment. Judgment there speaks of consequences. Judgment there speaks of repercussions. Judgment there speaks of penalty. But the Bible says that the mercy of God rejoices. It is greater. It supersedes. It stands above consequences. It stands above penalties. It stands above trial. And you know, mercy is a byproduct of love. Why do I show you mercy? I show you mercy because I love you. I show you it is because I love you that I pardon you. I remember when I was a little boy, I was 9 years old or maybe 10. I was very young. I used to go on vacation in my uncle's house. He was very fond of me, I think, because we kind of look alike a lot. So I used to go to his house on vacation. So I used to play with, there was this drawer, like a kitchen cabinet in his house. So I used to sit on the door, on the locker door a lot. So I sat on it until the point where it got broken. Now, when it got broken, I was scared. I'm like, man, my uncle's going to kill me today. The house help came. Said, Emmanuel, well, what have you done? Huh? Your uncle's going to smack you today. You're finished. Huh? You're in big trouble. You're in big soup. Oh, my goodness. And I was scared. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What's going to happen to me? I was almost crying. Then my uncle, he was a banker back then. He came back from the office. Oh, my God. I went to the room. I was scared. And so he saw the locker. He saw the drawer. It was broken. He said, who did this? Who did this? He called the house at Moses. Come here. What did this thing now? You broke the door? I'm going to kill you today. Why did it? He said, no, uncle, it's not me. It's not me. I didn't do it. It's Emmanuel. And my uncle said, who? Emmanuel. This was a man who was fuming with anger. When the house had said it was Emmanuel, he just looked at me. And then he walked away. Now that is messy. That is mercy. Why did he see the mistake I made and overlooked it? Because he loved me. He showed me what? Mercy. That's why sometimes mercy overlooks so that the offender may not be punished. Sometimes mercy pretends not to see so that the criminal may not face the consequences of the law. It is not corruption. It is mercy. Sometimes mercy is not fair. God! Sometimes you show mess. You're like, I mean, come on, who the hell does she think she is? I mean, come on, we all did the same thing. We all have to pay for it. How come she goes scot free? Don't ask me. I don't know. Go ask God. He's a God of mercy. He said to Moses, I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy and compassion on whom I will show compassion. He said, it's not of him that willeth, not of him that runneth, but of who? But it's of God that showeth mercy. He heals as he wills. He showeth mercy as he wills. God is God. He cannot be questioned. He can extend an arm of love and an arm of mercy at any time, any day that he wills. Praise God. And to make it even worse or maybe even better, he's such a God that no man can question. Oh, praise God. So, I just wanted to bless somebody out there with this word. I want to trust the Lord that somebody has been encouraged. And we give him all the glory. Bless you real good.
Amen. Well, you know what? In saying that, then can you end that out in prayer before we go further in the program? Somebody out there might be needing some prayer right now, so I would love for you to pray for them.
Okay, let's do just that. Let's do just that. I would be very delighted to pray for somebody out there who's needing of it. Let's just pray. So somebody out there who's calling on God for mercy, I want you to know that that mercy has located you today. So I want to pray for you as you are. Okay. In Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person under the sound of my voice. Many who are going through the consequences of what they caused for themselves. Father, I pray for clemency in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, you are the God of Jacob because Jacob was running away from Laban. He was running away from Esau, his brother. Lord, he deserved to die because he cheated Esau, his brother, and he was running away. He deserved to die because Laban was chasing him. He cheated Laban. But Lord, even as he was a fugitive, running away because of the consequences of what he caused for himself, you still located him at the valley of Jabbok, and you changed his name, and you granted him favor with the people whom he had offended. Father God, I pray for anybody who is out there afraid to face the people whom they've offended because of the crimes they've committed against them. You are a God of mercy. You delight us in mercy. You roll away the stone of offense. Lord God, I pray you grant them favor with the persons they have offended. The Bible says that if a man's way is right with the Lord, he shall make his even his enemies to be at peace with him. Lord God, I pray, is there any person under the sound of my voice who is slated to pay the price or the penalty or the consequence of the crime he committed this week? Lord God, I pray that let the crime be pardoned. Oh Lord, also let the consequences be rolled away in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
I plead the blood of Jesus, which speaketh better things, even better than the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel cries for vengeance, but the blood of Jesus says, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Forgive your own. Wipe away their tears. Take away their sorrows. In the mighty name of Jesus, take away sorrows. Take away shame. Take away embarrassment. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, my God, we call upon thee, God of Abraham, of Isaac, God of Jacob. Forgive your children. Roll away the stone in the name of Jesus. Thank you because the offense is over. Thank you because the consequences have been averted in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for who you are.
Yeah.
Your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen. Right now, Pastor, we have a brother listening in. We have a brother that's listening in live right now in Ghana. His name is Charles, and he wanted to know if you could pray for him. He needs a revival, he said, in his spirit and a new zeal. So could you pray for our brother Charles?
Okay, so is he on now?
He's not on the line with us, but he's listening in online,
okay,
so he can hear everything you're saying.
Okay, now I want to pray for you, Charles. My brother from West Africa, Ghana is just the closest. Ghana is the best friend of Nigeria. That's the country falling us hard behind, you know. So the Pentecostal move in Ghana is powerful. They've got some great men of God and great people there, and the economy of Ghana is picking up well. And I know that God is visiting Ghana, and it's as a result of years of prayer in agony and pain that men like the Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams and Bishop Asare and the rest of them have been holding on to God in prayer for years. And we see a revival going on in Ghana economically, financially, spiritually, politically, and otherwise. So I want to pray for you, my brother Charles, right there where you are in Ghana, whether in Kumasi, whether in Tema, whether in Accra, whether in the Gold Coast, whatever place in Ghana you live. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for a revival in his spirit. I pray for a revival in his soul. I pray for a revival financially. I pray for a revival academically. You said the years that the locusts, the palmer worms, and the canker worms have eaten, you said that you will restore. Father God, I pray for everything that was in his store that Satan has taken away. Oh Lord my God, let it be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for a new zeal. I pray for a new fire. I pray for a new grace. Grant him the unction to function as he opens your word to study. Open down his eyes that he may see wondrous things from your law. Change his life. Change his destiny. Let him speak with precision. Whenever he opens his mouth to speak, cause him to speak your word. Let his mouth be like the pen of a ready writer, that he may be able to inscribe your law upon the hearts of men.
Yeah.
Bible says the entrance of the word, it giveth light and giveth understanding to the meek and to the simple. Lord God, I pray that as I speak, let your word move into his life like a bolt of light. Let darkness disappear. Let revival take place in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
I declare to you, Charles, in Ghana, it is well with you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name I pray.
All right. Yes. Now,
hallelujah.
Pastor, we got one more request.
Oh, my God.
I want you to pray for my aunt. I'm quite sure, I don't know if you heard the news, but I had posted up like some days ago about praying, everybody getting together and praying for my aunt. She is the oldest sister of my dad, one of my favorite aunts. And what happened was she had a stroke. She had something going on with her heart, and then she came out with surgery, you know, good. And then she had a stroke on last week, and it was so serious that it put her in a coma. She's 79 years old. It put her in a coma, and she was out. You know, it was like she couldn't talk. They said her grandson found her like that in the room. She could not talk. She could not move. So when they took her to the hospital, they did x-rays, I guess, and everything, and they were saying that she had so many blood clots on one side of her brain that's why she could not speak. So her brain kept swelling up so that they took her to surgery a couple of days ago. They had to do the surgery because they said the swelling was getting too much. So they had to go in, but they were asking us to pray because they were saying it was a 50-50 chance she might not make it out that surgery. But we know we serve a mighty God. So she made it out the surgery. She made it out the surgery. And now they're saying, at first they were saying they took her off the breathing machine because she was somewhat breathing on her own. Well, then we hear bad news on the other day. And because at first I wasn't going to say anything, but since you were praying already for our brother, I just felt led to ask you to pray for her and our family, because we just heard last night, that she's really not breathing on her own all the way. They're not sure if she's here or what's going on, because even though they have her heavy sedated and her eyes have not opened up in some days now, but she was able to squeeze your hand, where they said movement would never be again on one side of the body. She was moving it, even though she was out, she could still hear. My dad went in there and prayed for her, and they said there was some movement, but she still was like underneath. And now they're saying that she can't be in the hospital that long. They want her to move to another facility, maybe, if possible, because they can only give you so many days in the ICU unit in intensive care. So now they're saying they're giving it by Friday. They're calling the family together, and they're giving it by Friday to remove that breathing tube. They said if she's still breathing somewhat, then they have to move her to some kind of home or something for her to heal up. And then they're saying that if she's not breathing, would they want them to bring her back? And the family had to sign the papers, because from my understanding that my aunt, before all this sickness got really critical, she had said she didn't even want to be here, you know, anymore. And it's tearing up the family, because she said that if something happened, let her go. And so right now we're just saying, Lord, it's in your hands. She is your vessel. She is your warrior. And if it's for her to live, I really believe myself that if it's for someone to live, it doesn't matter what the doctors say, they're going to live. If it's time, God's timing to take, we can sit here and cry till we purple and say, don't take them. But if God take them, like you said, brother, we cannot question the Lord for anything. It is still well. So I just wanted you to just pray for her, pray for our strength, the family, concerning my Aunt Chlorine. It's her name.
Chlorine.
Yep, Chlorine is her name. Or you can call her Mama Smith. Everybody call her Mama Smith.
Mama's what?
Mama Smith. Smith.
Smith.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Chlorine.
Yes.
Mama Smith. Thank you, Father, because you delight us in mercy.
Yes.
Father, we call on you for mercy. You do not treat us like our sins deserve. Father, what the sickness she may be going through today may be her fault, because of some things she was probably eating when she was a younger girl, or some things she did that she shouldn't have done. But Lord, for whatever reason it may be, The Bible says, for the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But you have come that we may have life. And not just life, but to have life in abundance.
Yes.
Father, I pray. I address the spirit of death. Loose your hold from her life. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I speak the Zoe life of God into your auntie's body. The Lord, spare her life.
Yes,
that she will live and not die.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. I speak to the blood clot. I speak to the cancer. Go in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the beginning, it was not so. The Bible says in the beginning, when you everything you created, you looked at it and you said, it is good. Lord, the day you created Corinne, you looked at her and said, you are good. You created her without blood clots in her head. You created her without cancer in her body. Therefore,
yes.
I declare those things alien in her body. Therefore, Satan, pack your bags. Pack your bags.
Yes.
Get
yes.
out of her body. Get out of her body. Get out of her body. In the name of Jesus, let the mercy of God, the mercy that located Hezekiah on his sickbed, and the prophet Isaiah came and said to him, put your house in order, for you will die and not leave. The Bible says when Isaiah left and Hezekiah faced the wall and he began to cry to the Lord, and you turned the verdict around from death to life, and you added 15 more years to the days of Hezekiah. Lord God, I pray, whatever death injunction stands over her head, Lord, let
yes.
that injunction be canceled. In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I pray, Lord, for an extension of life to
yes.
15
yes.
more years from today. In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You did it for Hezekiah. You did it
yes.
for Corinne. In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, because between today and Friday, the life support will not be removed. In the name
yes.
of Jesus. Thank
yes,
you, Lord,
sir.
Because from tonight, as we speak and as we pray in agreement with others who have been praying concerning this, oh Lord my God, Lord, that from tonight, her health and her body condition begins to improve. Begin
yes.
to improve. Begin to
yes.
improve. Between today
yes.
and Friday, her body will be better. In the name
yes.
of Jesus, the blood clot begins to disappear one after the
yes,
other.
Jesus.
Let the cancer begin to die right from this moment
yes.
now. In the name of Jesus, Satan, pack your loads and get out of her body. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
We say thank you because you delighted in mercy.
Thank you.
Thank
Lord.
You, Father, for mercy.
Thank you
for sparing and Chlorine's life.
Yes.
And Chlorine shall live and not die.
That's right.
She shall live and not die.
Yes.
Thank you because
Lord.
You are merciful.
Thank
this
you.
Is not for, this is not for, for cheap popularity. This is not for men to clap for men. But this
yes.
is that Jesus may be glorified. Do this, O Lord, and take all the glory and all the credit. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.
Yes, God. Amen. I'm telling you, Brunson. Ooh, I tell you, that was powerful. I'm telling
Amen.
You, and
it's been a
while since you've been on the radio, you know, with us. So it was just it's just an honor to have you on right now.
Thank you.
You know, we miss you on here, and it's good that, like I said, to have you on these airwaves, and I look forward to you coming on soon and speaking again, and we look for you coming here one day, you know, soon for the fellowship that hasn't been speaking about that, you know, when our son, you know, they call you son, when I call you my brother, they say son to you. When my son coming, when he coming, and she told Bishop about you, and he's looking
Amen.
Forward, you know, to the fellowship
Amen.
And everything. So just to let you know, you do have family here in Detroit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And so we just
Amen.
Thank God. I just bless God for, you know, your ministry, and it's just awesome of how God is just bringing his people together from around the world. I'm telling you, it really is something. I was looking up yesterday, sitting down yesterday, and someone left me a message saying, bless you, woman of God. They was bringing greetings from Russia. And I'm like, wow.
Whoa.
What?
Russia.
Yes, they was listening to the broadcast. And, yes, I could not believe it. I'm like, oh, my God. But they left word yesterday, we bring you greetings from Russia, you know, and they were blessed by the broadcast yesterday. And I was just, like, stunned. You know, I'm like, okay, Lord, I know, you know, we in Malaysia and we in this country and we in that country, but now we in Russia. I'm like, wow, you know. but that's what I said. This broadcast, God is really taking it far. You know, I've known people to leave me messages in their languages, and interpreters will have to interpret that they were bringing greetings from their country, and I would say, well, where's their country at? And the name that they say to me, never heard, don't know how to pronounce it, don't know where it's at. So, that, you know, can't nobody tell me we don't serve a mighty God. The word of God is going across in islands and places that we don't even know. Through this blog talk radio. So, I thank God for it. And like I tell people, it's not just my platform, but it's all of ours. Pastor, it's your platform. It's all of our platforms that we will all be heard on the radio throughout the nations, that someone will be saved, someone will be delivered, healed, and set free. So it's not just mine, but it's all of us together. You know, the Lord spoke that to me, that it was not just for me, but it was for the people of God to come together and be heard, whether it's being heard in prayer or the word of God or ministry of song. So we do it all on here. We pray, we preach, teach, you name it. You know, we play the music, because how many know music encourages, music heals, music saves. I know some people say they got saved through a song. Listen to a song and gave they life to Christ.
Yeah.
So we have to have music involved as well as the all of it goes into one, and it's all ministry. It's all ministry. And so we just thank the Lord for you, Pastor, on today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
If you want to, you can still be online, or if you want to log off and just go back to the link on the page, you can and finish listening in, because we have some great, I have some great clippings of different pastors and ministers that I'm going to play.
Okay, no problem. I'll just log off, but I'm on radio now. I'm online. I'm listening to you online, so I'll just enjoy the rest of the service, the rest of the show, the program on the radio.
Okay.
It was nice talking with you, sis. God bless you.
Yes, nice talking to you too, brother.
All right.
All right.
Sis. Bye.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Bless you. Bye. Yeah. So we thank God for our dear brother that was Pastor Emmanuel Daniels there in Malaysia. And so we just thank God for our brother today. Like I said, he was on before with me and Prophetess Joyce Hatton at one time, and then he came on again and spoke a word and prayed for the people, and it was powerful. And again today, it was powerful. So we just thank God for his life and for his ministry and for all the things that God is going to do and continue to do in his life. And so we just thank God. Right now, we're going to go to our next speaker here. That I have here, Bishop Duncan Williams. A lot of you heard clippings of him yesterday that I played when he was with Bishop John Francis. Well, this message here is just a little clipping of him talking about breaking through strongholds. A lot of you might be dealing with that. We were just talking about that. A lot of you might be going through that. Well, Bishop Duncan Williams is going to tell you about breaking through those strongholds.
We declare, get yourself and be broken in pieces. Assemble yourself from the east, north, south, and west, and be broken in pieces. Take your counsel in the regions of the sea, and it shall come to naught. speak your word, and it shall not stand, for God is with us.
I'd like for you to stretch your hands towards me, if you please. Father, give us a fresh word. Help us to rise higher and help us to soar where eagles soar, where the eagles fly. For we belong to higher altitudes and dimensions, and we have rivers to cross, mountains to take, giants to conquer. So give us fresh word and unction to function. And let the limits be lifted and take us to higher grounds and dimensions. In the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Hallelujah. John, clap your hands and be seated in heavenly places. I want to talk about breaking through strongholds, pulling down strongholds, taking strongholds. Say strongholds. I can't hear you. Somebody shout strongholds. Somebody shout breakthrough. There are things we need to break through. There are strongholds we must take. There are still rivers to cross. And there are giants to conquer. And there are strongholds to take and to break through. Is anybody hearing me? Turn your Bibles with me, if you please, to the book of 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, reading from the 3rd to the 5th verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. Don't we walk in the flesh? We do not walk after the flesh. So don't judge my ability to win this battle by my capabilities and skills in the natural. Because this is not about my skills in the natural. He said that even though I walk in the flesh, the weapons of my warfare are not carnal. I got me some inter-ballistic intercontinental missiles that can win some battles. I can be here and still win some victory in distant shores. Is anybody hearing me? Say yes, I hear you if you hear me. Hallelujah. And he said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the demolishing of strongholds and casting down. Remember that there are strongholds and then there are imaginations. So strongholds are not only imaginations or attitude patterns or thought patterns. Casting down strongholds, he said, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. Say strongholds. Paul said, though we walk in the flesh, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty to the pulling down, the demolishing of strongholds, he said, and casting down imaginations, he said, hallelujah, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, he said. There are strongholds, and strongholds sometimes are thought patterns and behaviors, and it could also be cultural differences and traditions of man. Traditions. Jesus said that you've made the word of God of none effect by the traditions of your fathers. And that can be a major stronghold to the word of God being fulfilled and having effect and impact in the lives of people. Hallelujah, somebody. But Paul said that our weapons to deal with strongholds are not carnal, but they are mighty. They are mighty through God. There are strongholds to take, and there are strongholds to capture, and there are setting strongholds. Unless we capture them, unless we conquer them, unless we break through those strongholds, we can never make where we live. Our Jerusalem can never become what God intended it to be. We will always be dwelling with the Jebusites or the enemies of God at the same territory. Until David came on the scene, the city of Jerusalem was never taken nor conquered, because the stronghold of the Jebusites were in the city of Jerusalem and nobody could take the city. Even after Joshua crossed over with the men and women of Israel and came into the promised land, they divided all the promised land, but there was only one place they could not take and conquer, and that was the city of Jerusalem. They dwell with the Jebusites alongside. But I came to tell you, after 18 years of existence And after 40 years on planet Earth, with God's faithfulness and with what God has shown you, you don't have to go dwell or habit with the enemies of Zion. You can have the land. You can take this city. You can conquer this city. And you can take the stronghold and drive out the blind and the dumb and the lame that have intimidated you in this city. You can drive them out and conquer and take the land. Oh, you can. You can do it. Until we conquered, my city, my nation, we coexisted with the enemies of Zion. Let me show you a scripture. Turn your Bibles with me, if you please, to 2 Samuel, the 5th chapter, reading from the 7th verse to the 10th verse. 2 Samuel, chapter 5, reading from the 7th to the 10th verse. You're still here? Okay, 2 Samuel 5, 7 to 10.
2 Samuel chapter 5, beginning at verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless,
look at it.
David took the stronghold of Zion.
You got to underline it. Nevertheless, he conquered a lot of things. He fought many battles. But in order for the city of Jerusalem to become the city of David, in order for Jerusalem to become his political head office and his spiritual head office, he had to conquer and take hold of the stronghold. Because the stronghold wouldn't let him come in. And the only way he could come in was to attack the stronghold of the enemy. And after conquering the stronghold of the enemy, he had the upper hand. Everybody say the upper hand. Everybody say the upper hand. You can have an upper hand in life if you are willing to conquer the stronghold of the enemy. Go ahead.
Now David said on that day, whoever climbs up by way of the water shaft and defeats the Jebusite, the lame and the blind.
Underline the word the lame and the blind. These were the people intimidating the people of God, man of God. It was the lame and the blind who were keeping the men and the women of God and David from coming in the city. If you read the whole account, you will find out that the lame and the blind, the people were telling David that the lame and the blind don't want you in the city. How can the lame and the blind intimidate people with sight? Oh, you don't get it. You don't get it. Are you hearing me, somebody? Sometimes a nation and a whole city and a community is controlled by blind people and by lame people. Blind people means people who have eyes but can't see. Are you hearing me, somebody? That's why when God came in the scene in the beginning, when he saw the state of the earth, that it was full of darkness. The Bible said the first thing God said was, let there be light. That wasn't just an ordinary light, because in the 16th verse of the first book of Genesis, in the 16th verse of the first chapter, he said that God created the greater and the little lights. So this wasn't just an ordinary light. God was talking about illumination. This was an illumination. And in John, the first chapter, the Bible said in the book of John, he said, this is the light that lighteth every man that comes into the world. So he's talking about a special kind of a light. It was an illumination. Are you hearing me, somebody? An enlightenment. The very light of God, that light. And the Bible said that the darkness could not comprehend the light. This wasn't the sun or the moon the Bible was referring to. When it said, let there be light, and there was light, that wasn't the sun or the moon. It was a different kind of light. He was talking about illumination, enlightenment, being able to see through darkness. And the people that kept David from Jerusalem and held this city of God captive was the lame and the blind, the ignorant people. Let it not be said that Toledo is controlled by the lame or the blind. Are you hearing me, somebody? Let the authority of the blind be removed over this city. Let the seal of the lame be broken over this city. Are you hearing me, somebody? And let those who are illuminated and enlightened and have eyes to see rise up and take this city and lead this city in the right direction. Is anybody hearing me? When cities are governed by the blind and by the lame, then they allow the homosexual to have their way and do what they want to do, because those in leadership are blind and they are lame. It was the blind and the lame who determined who came in and who must not come in. And that is what happens when our cities are governed and ruled by the blind. Go ahead.
The lame and the blind who are hated by David's soul.
Mm-hmm.
He shall be chief and captain.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they say, the blind and the lame shall not come into the house.
Mm-hmm.
Then David dwelt in the stronghold and called it the city of David. And David built all around from Milo and inward.
Mm-hmm.
So David went on and became great. And the Lord God of hosts was with him.
Listen, David went on and became great. Ladies and gentlemen, before David could go on and before he could become great, he had to first of all deal with the stronghold that kept him from the city of Jerusalem. And he had to deal with the blind and the lame. And after conquering the stronghold and dealing with the blind and the lame, the Bible said, and David went on and grew and became great. And the Lord of hosts was with him. Now, Jerusalem was ruled by a particular individual who did not have a beginning nor an end. He was a lamb and he was also a lion because he was a priest of God. He was the priest of the Most High. And where you see a lamb, it stands for a priest. And then where you see a lion, it stands for a king. Because Jesus was the Son of God dealing with his humanity. And he was dealing with his deity. And the Son of Man dealing with his humanity. He was also the lamb that took away the sin of this world. And he was also the lion of the tribe of Judah. And it was only one particular individual in the Bible who had no beginning and no end that could be likened to Jesus. Melchizedek. And Melchizedek was the king of Salem, the king of Jerusalem, which means the city of peace. And he was the only one who was king over Jerusalem and ruled over it. And after that, no other individual was able to conquer, to take that city, to rule over it. Even when they came into the promised land, Jerusalem was the only city they could not conquer nor take. And after David became king over Israel and had ruled over other parts of the nation, he decided that Jerusalem must be the head office. Jerusalem must be the political and spiritual head office of the nation of Israel. And the only way that can happen is for me to conquer the stronghold. And David dared to conquer the stronghold. And you can conquer this stronghold. Are you hearing me, somebody? I don't know the strongholds you have to deal with, but strongholds are designed to limit you. Strongholds are designed to restrict you. Strongholds are designed to confound you. Strongholds are designed to hold your sense of creativity and your sense of productivity at ransom. Strongholds are designed to reduce your sense of productivity to inactivity. Strongholds are designed to intimidate you, to inhibit you, to hinder you, to prevent you from going on to become great in life. But whatever the stronghold is today, I came to tell you that after 18 years of existence, having come that far, you need to rise up and declare an end to this stronghold. You can take this stronghold, you can turn the city of Toledo to the city of God. Are you hearing me, somebody? This can become the city of the Almighty God, and everybody in the world can hear of what God is doing in the city of Toledo, because somebody by the name of Michael Pitt dared to come, to confront and to deal with the stronghold of the Gentiles. Church, you can deal with this stronghold. Today, I challenge you to rise up and break through every resistance, break through every defense of the enemy that is keeping your children from going on to become great, that is keeping your business from going on to become great, that is keeping you from going on and becoming great, that is keeping this church from going on and becoming great. You can rise up, break through the defenses of the enemy, dispossess the enemy, possess your inheritance, tell the devil no more, no more limits, no more restrictions, no more delays. Is anybody hearing me? Yes. Realize that David had to take Jerusalem in order for the king after him, like Solomon and all the others, to make Jerusalem the headquarters, the political head office of the nation of Israel. David had to conquer the stronghold. He had to do it for subsequent generations. He made it easy for those who came after him to have it easy. There are battles we must fight to make life easy for our kids. You didn't hear me, somebody. There are mountains we must conquer so that our children don't have to live to fight those mountains. There are rivers we must cross so our children don't have to cross those rivers. Is anybody hearing me, somebody? Shout yes. And there are giants we must kill so that our children don't have to live to fight those giants. David had to take the stronghold of Zion to literally conquer the city of Jerusalem and to deal with the lame and the blind, the ignorant people. People who have no sense of direction. People who didn't have ability to walk and to see had power and literally determined the destiny of God's city for generations. Until somebody rose up and said, an end to this kind of game. It is over with now. We got to take back God's city. We got to recapture. We got to repossess. We got to take back what the enemy has stolen from us. And it was until then that the city fell into the hands of David. There are certain breakthroughs that will not come your way until you are ready to control your stronghold. There are certain victories that you will never win until you are willing and ready to control and to confront and to attack and to break through every stronghold that stands between you and your destiny. You have a destiny to fulfill. You have a dream to fulfill. And before you can do that, there are some strongholds that the enemy have put in your way, some satanic roadblocks. The enemy has put some blockades in your financial channels, and you have to unblock those blockades. Say unblock. Got to unblock some financial blockades and begin to open up the channels. But you got to be willing to fight. Life is not fair, and life does not give you what you deserve, but what you fight for. And life is not for common people. Life is for the uncommon. And to be an uncommon person, you must be willing to do impossible things. Please remember, nobody except one man, Melchizedek, ruled over Jerusalem. And he was the king of Jerusalem. After him, nobody else. Nobody. Then after they entered the promised land, even though God gave to them, that was one territory, apostle, that nobody could take. Joshua couldn't take it. Nobody else could take it. They dwelt side by side with their enemies until one man, a giant killer, a lion slayer, by the name of David, came on the scene and he was radical. And he said, no way, I'm not going to coexist with the enemies of God. Jerusalem must be the capital city and the spiritual capital of God's people. And I'm willing to confront every stronghold to take this city for God. Today, the battle between the Palestinians and the Jews is over Jerusalem. That's why it is. It started in the days of David, and David conquered it. And after that, the enemy still won't give up. There are forces that will not give up on Toledo. You didn't hear what I said? After 18 years of existence, Bishop, there are forces that will still not give up on Cornerstone, nor give up on you after 40 years of existence, because they know your potential. They know what you got inside of you. They know you are dangerous. They know if they give you a little chance, you will take over. God is seeking for some radical Christians. Are you hearing me, somebody? People who are daring people, willing and ready to take what belongs to them. David had to break through the stronghold of the enemy to take the city, and then made a decree that let not the lame nor the blind enter the house. Make the stronghold of the enemy his stronghold. And that is where the Bible says the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ. Taking what the enemy believes in, turning it against him, and using it to the advantage of the kingdom. Let me show you one more scripture, and I'll let you go. 2 Samuel, hallelujah, chapter 23, 16 and 17, and I'll let you go. Let's begin from 15, the 15 verse.
Beginning from 15?
Yeah, to the 16.
And David said with longing, mm-hmm. Oh, that someone would give me a drink of water from the well of Bethlehem.
Oh, I long for the waters of Bethlehem. But there was a barrier between him and the waters of Bethlehem. There are so many of you here who have longings and desires not yet fulfilled that must and need to be fulfilled. You got to see this breakthrough before you die, mama. You got to have this miracle before you die. But the only way you're going to have this breakthrough, you got to confront the garrison, the defenses of the Philistines. Go ahead.
Which is by the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16.
The breakthrough is just by the gate. It's not too far. It's by the gate. But before you get to the gate where the breakthrough is, you got to break through something. Say breakthrough. Somebody use the word, say breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Oh, one more time, say breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Go ahead.
So the three mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines,
mm-hmm.
drew water from the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink it, but poured it out to the Lord.
Amen. Are you hearing me? Three mighty men broke through the defenses of the Philistines. Somebody got to break through for others to make it easy for others. Somebody got to fight to break through to make it easy for the leadership. Are you hearing me, somebody? David said, how I long for the waters of Bethlehem. I long to be married. I long to have a man. I long to have a husband of my dream. I long to own my own house. I long to have my dream car. I long for this and I long for that. But there is a barrier between you and your longings. But some three mighty men decided that they would take it upon themselves to remove the barrier. Somebody say, unseen barriers. Every unseen barrier that stands between you and your promised land, you can bring it down. Is anybody hearing me, somebody? Don't just sit down there and look at me. I said, do you hear me, somebody? Shout, yes, I hear you.
Hallelujah. That was the voice of inspiration for you. Life is governed by principles. It is governed by
my God. You can break through any barrier that stands between you and your longings and your desires and your dreams and your expectations. God gave them the promise to take the promised land, but when they got to the promised land, the Bible said there were giants, the sons of Anak, which came out of giants, and they intimidated them, and they said, we feel in ourselves like we are inadequate. But I came to tell you, somebody, if God says it's yours, you can take it. If God says he has given this city to you, then he has given you everything that it takes to take Toledo out of the enemy's hands. Are you hearing me, somebody? I don't care who the giants are. I don't care who stands in your way. You can conquer them. You can take the city because God said it's yours. God is mine. Hey, Karo, Divini Kipo Ovo TV Gabago. Somebody need to stand up themselves. I see the angel of the Lord coming on the scene and stirring the waters again. And God said, it's time for new stirrings. For those who will climb up to my holy mountains and take what belongs to them must be willing to stir up themselves and to move out of the ordinary to the supernatural. To possess what is yours, for the land is yours, saith the Lord. The mountains is yours for the taking, and the giants are yours for your slaying. You have what it takes, you have what it takes, said the Lord. Rise up and not be intimidated anymore, for I said it is yours because you can take it. Inside of you is the ability to conquer and to take the land. Rise up, saith the Lord, and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Thus says the Lord. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Are you hearing me, somebody? Your light has come, and the darkness in this city cannot comprehend your light. It cannot comprehend your light. So arise and shine. Give somebody a high five and say, arise and shine. Ah, arise. arise and shine. Arise. Arise and shine. Shine and let the city see you. Let the nations hear of you. Let the nations see you rising up. For it is your time to shine. He longed for the waters of Bethlehem. But there was something that stood between him and his longing and his desires. He had a desire to drink from those wells of Bethlehem. But there was a barrier between him. Desires are shadows of things to come. And I don't know what your desires are, but I have some great desires and some longings to be fulfilled, yet to be fulfilled in my life. And I'm willing, for the sake of those longings and desires, to confront every barrier and every defense of the enemy and break through those defenses so I can make life easy for my children, make life easy for the next generation, make life easy for every other church that comes after Cornerstone Church in Toledo, that it will be easier for them than it was for you, because you broke through every defense, you removed the stronghold, you made it easy for the gospel, you made it easy for the kingdom. You can do it because God said you can, and you have been raised for such a time like this. It is not by chance that you are here. It is not by a mistake that you are here. If you look back to your history and everything that you've been through, it's only because of where you're going. It's because of what you are today and because of what you will become tomorrow. You've got to take this stronghold and make Toledo your Jerusalem, the capital town and city of God. I tell you today, there are rivers to cross. There are giants to conquer, mountains to take, and strongholds to break through. Lift up your hands right now. I want you to talk to God for a minute or two. That God, I'm willing to break through anything that stands between my desire, my longings, my dreams, and the fulfillment of my promise. Lift up your mouth. Lift up your head right now. God said, you've talked to everybody, but you haven't talked to me. Prayer simply means to talk to God. I need somebody to talk to God right now. Open your mouth and say, God, I'm coming through this stronghold. Tell the devil, Satan, I'm coming through this stronghold. I'm breaking through every barrier. I'm breaking down the barriers. I'm coming through this barrier. David said, by my God, I have leaped over a wall and I have run through a troop. You can run through this troop. You can run through every troop. You can leap over this wall. Run through the troop. Leap over the wall. The wall is designed to stand between you and the fulfillment of your dreams, your promise, your prophecy, your desires, your longing. You can leap over this wall. You can take the mountain. You can conquer the giant. You can make this city the city of our God. One more time, somebody talk to God. I can't hear you. Somebody open your mouth. Sit down and cry out to God for a minute or two. Somebody cry out against the mountains. Cry out against the fortresses of the enemy. Cry out against every stronghold. Cry out against every barrier. Cry out against every truth. Cry out like John the Baptist cried out of the wilderness against every mountain and hill. Somebody cry out against the enemy. Shivokovosa, levre tu kuvu kapaha, leprende kevu subi
idili. Wow, wow. That is powerful. My God, was y'all blessed by that? I'm telling you, that was Bishop Duncan Williams. We thank God for him. He's originally from Ghana, and he lives here in the States. We thank God for our dear brother there. I'm telling you, that was a powerful word. That was a powerful prayer that came forth on today. That we've heard the link of him and also our brother Emmanuel Daniels there in Malaysia that called in earlier. We just thank God. And so right now we're keeping it moving because we have 30 more minutes. And so right now we're going to a great prayer that was by the late Bishop G.E. Patterson. I just thank God for him. I thank God for his ministry. We all were blessed. And this is these links that you hear, and this stuff is for now. It's not from what was back then, but this is for now. And so we thank God. So right now we're going to this powerful prayer.
Even as I reflect back on yesteryear. We never ended a service without having a family prayer. Now we're in so big a hurry. The preacher preaches. He calls for an offering of consecration. And we speed out of the door, back into our situations, back into our difficulties. But you don't ever want to leave the house of God without the blessing of God being invoked upon you. His presence is here right now. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the hundreds who are present here in Temple of Deliverance. I want to thank you for the hundreds of thousands that will receive this project, singing the old time way. But oh God, I want you to anoint the songs, but I want you to anoint this prayer. Glory to God. Somebody that is behind the prison bars, they are incarcerated in the city, the county, the state, or the federal institution. But I know that you can send your word. You can break the shackles. You can rebuke the hand of the enemy. Somebody, oh God, is lying upon their hospital bed. Somebody is at home, confined to their bed of affliction. But we know that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord that healeth your people. I speak the word of healing. I speak the word of deliverance. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed, to be delivered, and to be set free. Satan, you take your hands off. Take your hands out of that family situation. Satan, take your hands out of this family's finances. Satan, take your filthy hands of cancer, tuberculosis, sickness and illness, disease and infirmity. Take your hands off. For God is healing. He's healing right now. Woman, God heal you. Man, God set you free. Come on and give him glory. Come on and give him glory. To the sole of your feet, I command you to be healed. I command your mind to be regulated. God, heal the mind. Heal the mind. Regulate the mind. The minds of your people that's being affected by the enemy. Cast down imagination. Cast down everything that opposes your presence. In the name of Jesus, and let your glory be revealed. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, somebody ought to just give him some praise. Yeah.
Glory, 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 glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Loose, come on out of here. Thank God for the victory. Yet to the motion, the motion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The motion. Hey, the devil is defeated. You stubborn demon, come on out of here. I send the blood against you. The blood, the blood, the blood. Loose, let go, let go, let go. You will not have the victory here. Death, the Lord rebuke you. Death, the Lord rebuke you. Death, the blood is against you. Death, the blood is against you. The blood, 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 the blood. Loose, let go. The blood, the blood. Come out of here. The blood, the blood. Witchcraft, voodoo, come out. The blood is against you. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Yeah, you may be seated at another Sunday. Can't help it. Death, the Lord rebuke you. You can't have him. You can't have him. The blood, the blood, the blood. Somebody in here believe in the blood. Buckets of blood are being thrown up in here. The Holy Ghost is dropping blood, blood. Blood is dropping the blood of Jesus. The healing blood, the delivering blood. The devil don't like it, but the blood is here. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Come out, come out. Get out of that mind. Get out of that mind. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Sunday head over a show. Yay! It don't over Sunday. Yay! You ought to just lean on somebody and tell them it's all right now. Hey, you come over Sunday. The yoke is being destroyed. The Holy Ghost said the yoke is being destroyed. The devil is defeated. Somebody in here believe God. There's a few folk in here that got some power. You know God is real. The devil don't want you to have the victory, but the devil is defeated. You better touch three people and tell them it's over. It's over. It's over. Glory to God. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the victory. I dare you to have a real loud victory. Raise your head back and holler, I got the victory. I don't know. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, restore, restore. God is restoring some things. Everything the devil tried to take from you, God said, I'm restoring it back. I'm giving you your joy back. I'm giving your anointing back. I'm giving you your peace back. I'm giving you your health back. I dare you to use your anointing and touch three people and say, get it back, get it back, get it back. Holy Ghost said, touch somebody and tell them, get it back, get it back. Stop being stubborn with your anointing. Stop being selfish with your anointing. Take your right hand of anointing and put it on somebody's shoulder and tell them, get it back. Glory, glory, glory. Take your seat, let me. Some of y'all been going through so much. You struggle to get here. The Holy Ghost told me to tell you, your struggle is not in vain. God just turned some things around that the devil tried to get you with. Get up and let the devil know and just turn. I dare you to just get up and just turn around. I am grateful for this opportunity to stand before the greatest people in the world, and that is the saints of God. My God. Holy Ghost said, tell y'all whatever the devil meant for evil, God's going to turn it around and work it out for your good. Yeah, cut off on Sunday, hey, I dare somebody to jump up and holler, I got it.
Hey, hey, yeah, yeah.
Praise God, praise God. I'm telling y'all, we heard some powerful word and praying on today. It's just been awesome. I'm talking about powerful. It's just awesome. We just thank the Lord for all of this prayer, and we're going to be back on with it on tomorrow. We're going to have more prayer and more preaching coming on tomorrow. So it's just awesome, and I know you all were blessed. I know I was blessed. And so now we're going to go out with some music. We want you all to tune in tonight. A lot of you know that we are on at night. I normally don't do the daytime till Saturday mornings, but the Lord touched my heart to come on a couple of times a week during the daytime to do this, because there are some people that can't listen in the daytime that can't listen in at night. And so we just thank God that we're able to come before you during the day at least a couple of times a week with some praying and preaching and encouragement, you know, going on. And at time to time, y'all will hear ministers come on live. You know, they will be live coming on. And so, you know, a lot of them, we had one today that was live from Malaysia, Pastor Emmanuel Daniels, and we thank God for him. And so it's just awesome. It's just awesome. And so right now we're going to go out in the next for the next 10 minutes with music. We're going to have music by Brother Bingo Wise. A lot of you know he lives here in the States, but he's originally from Nigeria. We thank God for Bingo Wise. And we're going to have a couple of songs from him playing. And then I want y'all to tune in on tonight. Links will be posted. We will be on with great music and also some more maybe praying and preaching, however the Lord leads on tonight. But we thank God that we will be back on tonight. Links will be posted, as I stated, and y'all come on back and listen in on tonight. And so right now, we want to say God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day till we meet again on the airwaves tonight. Here we go with Bingo Wise. We love you. God bless you all.